Nolte, Barry Weiss accused of killing 60 minutes after Pelley firing, let's hope so. By John Nolte on June 3, 2026. Disgraced, far-left propagandist Scott Pelley was fired for cause from 60 Minutes on Tuesday night. Now CBS News chief Barry Weiss is being accused of destroying the 57-year-old news program. Well, I sure hope so. On Tuesday, after Scott Pelley's arrogant and unprofessional behavior during a 60 Minutes staff meeting was leaked, probably by Pelley, who lives to write himself and is the hero of a story, I wrote, Pelley either wants to quit or get fired. So he's posing as the hero standing up for capital J journalism and ensuring his noble and brave stand leaks before he announces he's parted ways with CBS to spend more time with his Substack. A few hours later, according to various reports, Weiss and Nick Belton, the freshly installed 60 Minutes executive producer, had a meeting with Pelley where Pelley made it clear it was either his way or the highway. A few hours later, Pelley and his arrogant self-regard were sent packing. Normal people who care about putting a stop to misinformation were thrilled. Scott Pelley is. I mean, meet Scott Pelley, the Russia collusion hoaxer. Meet Scott Pelley, Biden water carrier, just 8 months before Biden was forced to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Meet Scott Pelley, gay porn in schools defender. Meet Scott Pelley, he's just insufferable. So now Democrats and leftists are out there claiming this is the end of 60 Minutes. Sadly, these people are always wrong about everything, but let's hope that they are correct about this one. Nothing would be better for America than for 60 Minutes, a toxic dump of bias and lies, to vanish in disgrace forever. One reason I'm hopeful this is the end is knowing how 60 Minutes and CBS News painted themselves into a corner over the last couple of decades. 60 Minutes is a corporate news program that, like all corporate news programs, has completely alienated normal people as it caters exclusively to leftists who enjoy nothing more than watching Scott Pelley chew on his glasses and lie. The immediate problem for CBS and Weiss is that this firing of Pelley, who obviously deserved it, will alienate the only remaining 60 Minutes viewers, unforgiving and intolerant leftists who demand 100% fealty. You can easily see the bottom dropping out of the ratings for 60 Minutes as their core viewers do what they always do, and that's punish anyone or anything that fails a loyalty test that requires a perfect score. Normal people are surely not gullible to give 60 Minutes a second chance. We all know that the corporate media is an institution too insulated to reform because it has been infested with leftists more concerned with status than truth. Still, we owe Scott Pelley a huge thank you for once again exposing the elite media for who they are. Narcissistic prima donnas unwilling to reform, opposed to any kind of change, and laughably incapable of understanding that their sense of self-importance is a check they can't cash. Jim Acosta is down to about 20,000 average viewers. Chuck Todd and Chris Salisa couldn't attract 13,000 viewers on the night of California's primary. Look at Joy Reid's anemic numbers. When's the last time you gave any of these former media elitists a thought? Ryan Lizza, Eugene Robinson, Lester Holt, Alex Wagner, Andrea Mitchell, Jennifer Rubin, Matthew Dowd, Philip Bump, Terry Moran. They all vanished into the ether of Substackian irrelevance to talk to one another. And it is glorious.